special term, goozle.
Oh, yes, that is your windpipe, though. I mean,
or
you know.
Is that Adam's apple?
Adam's apple is the goozle.
That's the only thing.
But only laughingly.
I see. And
he choked on his goozle.
I see.
That's the term that I heard Grandma use.
And the soft, fleshy part where the teeth go down.
Your jaw, your cheek.
And the gums, no special terms. Do people ever call them the goons? Never heard that.
Mm-mm.
And this part of the hand?
Palm.
Okay. And the various places where you get arthritis?
Wrist.
and the idea of anything that moves would be called just the joints.
Joint.
And this part of a man
is his chest.
We always call it the chest.
The chest.
Never refer to the breast of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this part? It's very sensitive. Okay. Would the entire leg be referred to as a leg when you were a girl? Or would you more likely call it?
Thigh.
The
upper leg.
No, I was thinking about the entire leg.
The entire leg.
Limb.
Arms and legs. That was the nice way.
It would be more polite instead of saying
arm.
She broke a leg. You say she broke a limb.
She broke her limb.
I see. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How those... another piece of great sensitivity was apparently in referring, you were around farming people a great deal. Did you ever hear the male and female names of animals? For example, a mare and a stud or a stud.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Was there any sensitivity about that?
No, none at all.
Is that right?
None. Because you accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in dogs, the male and the bitch.
Mm-hmm. No sensitivity about using that even in front of women.
Well, they didn't. I don't remember any.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the terminology for the female dog.
It's odd. I think that what's emerging is that the better educated upper classes had no sensitivities about that at all. But actually, it would be the less educated that would be very reluctant to talk about a stud in front of a woman.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The real. Well, I noticed that.
Have you noticed that?
In people, mm-hmm. even when I was a girl.
Mm-hmm. It's curious how those. Suppose somebody has been quite well and suddenly becomes unwell. You'd say, I hear that he...
Puny. I mean, my grandmother's time.
Uh-huh.
They were puny or unwell.
Mm-hmm.
Or
suddenly... She felt fine yesterday, but suddenly she...
Well, just... Well, sick was used a lot.
Mm-hmm. She just
she was pert today, but she's sick. Well, she was pert yesterday, but she's sick today.
I see. Uh-huh. So she must have took sick?
She took sick.
Uh-huh.
Sunday.
Uh-huh. And if somebody in the old days didn't hear very well, say, well, he's a...
Deep.
Just a little deep. Uh-huh.
But that was just, still again from that, what
sure.
we termed sharecropper element.
Actually...
That's not... kind. I'm reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
But really, uneducated.
Mm-hmm.